I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Operation Epic Fury has now entered week five, and the United States continues to hammer the Iranian regime. Overnight, President Trump took to True Social to say, quote, "Big day in Iran. Many long sought after targets have been taken out and destroyed by our great military, the finest and most lethal in the world. God bless you all." The president's comments come after a series of U.S. and Israeli strikes over the weekend that targeted Iran's steel manufacturing sites and nuclear development facilities. Reports indicate the president is considering a limited ground operation inside of Iran following the arrival of the USS Tripoli, manned with 3,500 troops, including 2,500 Marines, to the CENTCOM area of operation. The president was asked about the status of military plans yesterday, saying this.
We've had very good negotiations today with Iran, getting a lot of the things that they should have given us a long time ago. We'll see how it works out, but they're very good. Moving along very nicely.
Are you considering still putting boots on the ground, and would you do that without going to conference?
I just have lots of alternatives. We have tremendous numbers of ships over there. We don't need them all because of, you know, the power. We're ahead of schedule with Iran.
As the war grinds on, Iran is continuing its ballistic missile attacks against Israel, focusing attacks on southern Israel in recent days. A chemical plant outside the city of Beersheba was hit with a missile fragment yesterday, causing toxic black smoke to spew from the facility. The area around the plant was evacuated. With these strikes ongoing, a spokesperson for Iran's IRGC talked over the weekend about the war and President Trump.
Trump threatens an issue one morning and retreats that same evening. He talks about negotiations for a while and decides to continue the war hours later.
What the Iranians don't understand is that President Trump wants them to be confused about the military plans for the United States. We also have another development to report this hour. The Iran-backed Lebanese militant group Hezbollah launched rockets over the border a few minutes ago. A fragment from one of those rockets hit the oil refinery in the northern Israeli city of Haifa.
Yeah, we want Iran to have no idea what we're doing. And of course, the American people, oh my God, he doesn't know what he's doing. He says he's going to do this, then he does that. He does that. Do you really expect him to give you details of what we're going to do in precise timetable? All options are on the table. Now, I will stress again, I'm not for U.S. troops going into Iran for an invasion. Trump is indicating that we might send in U.S. boots on the ground in Iran to retrieve the uranium already enriched by Iran. I don't know if that's possible. I don't know if it's going to happen. But it's just something else he waves in front of them. He did identify the Iranian they've been talking to. They apparently have been negotiating with an Iran parliamentary speaker, Ghalib or something of that nature. He'd previously never identified who it is. Trump also said, I'm not even sure the guy's reliable. We'll find out in a week. And that's very possible. Who is in control? Well, I'll tell you this, is expanding, and NATO allies, while Germany says, it's not our war, we're not going to get involved. That's a member of NATO. Take note of this. NATO intercepted Iranian missiles targeting Turkey today. The spokesman said NATO again successfully intercepted an Iranian ballistic missile, this time headed to Turkey. Germany, your capital is in range with their ballistic missiles. But again, Prime Minister Starmer says, we will like to defend ourselves and British citizens, but we will never be dragged into the war against Iran. You know what? That's almost reflecting what we saw in World War II. When Churchill wanted the U.S. to be part of the war against Hitler. And we were holding back. FDR would not commit to it. We were helping to some extent, but not going overboard. And then Pearl Harbor happened, and then we were in with both feet. There are many voters in the United Kingdom, for many of them, that They don't want to see the government bomb Muslim countries. It's a primary concern at the ballot box. So Starmer is not representing his nation. He's representing the votes that he might need. So the Pentagon continues to prepare for what could become a weeks-long ground operation, possibly inside Iran, special ops raids, limited infantry missions. We got the Marines in place, now in theater, and building up for even more as needed. The Iranians are confused. They don't know what to expect. Good. Nor should they know. Welcome to hour number one, Larry Connors, USA. We're here for you every Monday through Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. And when we're on the air, I remind you, we are giving you news, analysis, commentary, and education. You're going to leave each hour with more knowledge than you had as you began listening that hour. I can promise you that. Coming up in our next hour, a senator gets schooled by an ABC network correspondent, basically telling him, you don't know what you're talking about. Oh, you want to hear that. That's coming up in the next hour. Still in this hour, New York Times bestseller Charles Goyette will be back with us. He was an opponent of elective wars. We've had tense discussions with him about the Iranian situation. He will be joining us shortly. And our story behind the story today, this date, the attempted assassination on President Reagan. And you're going to hear from John Hinckley and what he has to say. Yes, he is out of prison, in case you had doubts. That's still to come in our story behind the story. Now, once again, we have to be concerned about Iran getting nuclear weapons. You're an idiot if you don't understand that issue. Now, I will say many on the left are idiots, and they're willful, useful idiots for the left. But Secretary of State Rubio says, look at what they've already done.
Iran is governed, not the Iranian people. The Iranian people are phenomenal people. They deserve way better than what they have, which is a radical Shia clerical regime that has basically taken that country's wealth and used it not to build roads and bridges, not to build healthcare systems or universities, not to build a better, more prosperous country. They've used the wealth of that country to sponsor terrorism, build rockets, build drones, build missiles, build sea mines. That's what they've done with it, and try to kill people all over the world. And this has to be dealt with. That country was a threat for 47 years. Okay? That regime has been trying to kill and has been killing Americans all over the world for 47 years. We have a president that was not going to allow that to continue unfettered. So when we are done, Iran was already weak. When we are done with them here in the next couple weeks, they will be weaker than they've been in recent history, and they will not be able to hide behind those weapons to break out and get a nuclear weapon, which would be crazy. For these people to ever get nuclear weapons would be crazy. Look what they're willing to do with the weapons they have now.
Yeah.
They hit embassies, they target hotels, they try to kill civilians, they splash out at all their neighbors. Imagine if these radical lunatics had a nuclear weapon to threaten the world with.
That is something you do not want to imagine. That would lead to Holocaust, apocalyptic destruction of the world, obviously. But yet you still have those on the left who are saying that everything Trump is doing regarding Iran right now is wrong. Senator Cory Booker, New Jersey.
I don't support this administration, period. They've gotten us into what will be looked at as one of the greatest blunders, presidential blunders of our time. Remember, this president had stated objectives, none of which he is achieving right now, from the nuclear program all the way to, frankly, regime change. The regime is more extreme. They've shown an asymmetric ability to choke up the Straits of Hormuz, has caused a global oil shock. And for Americans at home, our costs continue to rise. This is after the president has cut people's health care and nutrition programs. And now, with over $25 billion dollars that has been spent on the war. Over 300 people injured, 13 Americans who've lost their lives. This president is pushing us further and further into a conflict with no foreseeable off-ramp and thousands of more troops moving into that region. And he still has not come to Congress for any kind of authorization for what is clearly not just a war, but the biggest military engagement we've had since the war in Afghanistan. This president is off the chain, and we are in a global crisis of his causing.
Yeah, and you're not doing a damn thing to help, are you? Not a thing. I'll point out what they did reference to protect Homeland Security in a moment. Now, the Strait of Hormuz is the vital shipping lane of what we're very concerned about. One-fifth of the world's oil goes through that area. And we are seeing a few more ships come through with the Iranian permission. But they actually turned back a ship belonging to China earlier. Not clear as to why they were turning their back on a Chinese referenced ship, I should say flagship. But they did. We have, since late Feb, dropped more than 22,000 bombs and missiles, along with the Israeli Air Force. Some are saying, here's how Tehran could respond. The most likely scenario, a direct attack on U.S. forces if they set foot on Iranian soil. Karg Island, that's about 20 miles off Iran's coast. We'll be watching for that. We'll be talking about that in more details later. And as far as what the senators and Cory Booker are doing to make your homeland safe, they came to order this morning and then quickly gaveled out, not going to adjourn again until Thursday, without a deal to fund the Department of Homeland Security. So mouth all you want, Booker. We're not getting anything done by you guys in the Senate either. And, of course, over the weekend, we had a No Kings Day protest. Once again, what a major failure.
We should not want a militarized United States with our streets militarized, our voting militarized, our airports militarized. I am so concerned about the North Korea coded stuff that is going on right now. From Pam Bondi unfurling a banner with Trump's face on it on the DOJ building to Trump putting his signature on our currency and his name on the Kennedy Center to inviting only friendly media outlets who are going to say exactly what you want into Pentagon briefings. I mean, it goes on and on and on. When did we want to become North Korea? This should be unnerving, disturbing to everyone. This is not partisan. This is scary stuff. So it can feel like a slow creep, and MAGA will justify it using Trump's lie about the election. But look around. Look around at your country, people. Is this what you want? You want to walk down the street and see, rifles, guys with guns patrolling because for no reason at all, just to intimidate you? Is that what you want? You want to walk around and see the president's face on the Department of Justice, which is a separate but co-equal branch of government? It's bananas.
It's bananas. That's a CNN commentator, S.E. Cupp, obviously distressed. What a shame. And references, if we were North Korea, you would not have any demonstrations in the streets. In fact, one reporter got with some of these folks that were demonstrating and had a simple question.
It seems like there's a lack of diversity here today, that it's mostly people who look like you and I. And I just,
it is not for black people, for people of color to get out on the street. They're at risk when they do that. If anybody's going to get arrested here, it's going to be a black person.
It is not safe for them, and they don't need to participate.
We need to walk in their name.
Gotcha. Okay. What do you think about voter ID? Do you think it's racist?
It's 100% a tactic to control the population and prevent people from voting so that the gerrymandering can work, so that white voters can vote in white Christian males.
Have you been voting blue most of your life?
I voted blue in the womb.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
If you had to vote for a Republican, J.D. Vance or Rubio, which one would you pick if you had to?
Yeah. I would slit my throat.
She voted blue while in the womb. if her mother had followed the leftist policy of abortion, that one wouldn't be on the streets right now. I want to go back to New Jersey Senator Cory Booker. He admits his party is failing and it needs new leadership. Senator, have you looked in the mirror?
Look, I'm proud of so many things that my Democratic colleagues are doing, but as a whole, our party has failed this moment. It's why I've called for new leadership in America. I've called for a generational renewal because this left-right divide is killing our country, and our adversaries know it. They come onto our social media and try to whip up hate in America. That is one of our biggest crises. It is time for a new vision of our country that's far more uniting, that brings people together, doesn't deepen divides. I really believe this is a time where we need new leadership, new moral imagination to pull our country together.
Let me go back to his opening remark. I'm proud of what my Democrats have done, but right now I'm calling for new leadership. That would include you, sir. And I did not see you out there saying, stop the No Kings Day. What a stupid attitude. No, they continue to push the wild end of the crazed fringe anyway. Vice President Vance.
The problem is we actually do not have 50 senators, not who would vote for the SAVE Act, but who would overrule the filibuster. That's something that a majority of the Senate, you need 50 senators plus me, and I'm certainly on board, 50 senators to actually overrule this archaic rule and pass the Save America Act. Now here, this is the thing that I find so absurd about this. If you remember Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin, two people I didn't always agree with politically, moderate Democrats, but very good people. They are the people who saved the filibuster when the Democrats were in control of the Senate just a couple of years ago. What happened to them? They were tarred and feathered by the far left. They were ran out of town. So when Mitch McConnell and Lisa Murkowski say, well, we need to protect the filibuster because the Democrats, they're not going to do it, so we shouldn't do it either. The Democrats ruined the career of Kyrsten Sinema for not overruling the filibuster. They're going to do it. So we might as well do it now to enforce the protection of the American electoral system. It's the dumbest political argument I've ever seen. I promise you, I would bet every dollar that I own that the next time the Democrats have control of the Senate, they will break the filibuster, pack the Supreme Court, and destroy this country. We have to do it now in order to save the country.
I think that's very true. Well, with the Senate, as I say, coming to order and then quickly gaveling a recess till Thursday, TSA officers should start still receiving paychecks by the executive order. We have a big space mission coming up Wednesday. We'll talk about that later. And coming up, Charles Goyette, he opposed the Iraq war. Where does he stand with Iran? I think you could probably guess. And our story behind the story, the attempt to kill President Reagan. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Another day, must be another roofer in town. John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing. And the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. You should know that when I endorse Wellington Environmental, it's because I believe and know they will do you right. Wellington takes pride in providing homeowners and businesses whatever they need. You need some dustless blasting? They will take care of that. You need some mold remediation? They can do that. They take pride in training their team to perform multiple services and having the equipment ready to get jobs finished. That's important to you. You make just one call, and you call a company that's been around for more than 35 years with more than 45 technicians in the field. Most of you know finding good workers, then having them show up on time could be difficult. Not for Wellington Environmental. They're there at the designated time, ready to go. Check them out to see what they could do for you. Dustless blasting or anything else you need. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington. Finally, March, the season of fresh starts, more daylight, more energy. A perfect time to take a fresh look at your home. Your windows or doors are outdated and efficient? Check with Renewal by Anderson. From your first design consultation through final installation, every detail is handled by one experienced, dedicated team. Clear communication, precise craftsmanship. Renewal by Anderson windows built with our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl. And right now, during our March savings event, take $400 off every window, $800 off every door, and get a free upgrade to Smart Sun Glass. No money down, no payments, no interest for 12 months. But this ends March 31st. Call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS, or visit rbastl.com. rbastl.com. Superior products, exceptional service. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as support dogs for our brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com.
This is News Talk STL. This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. We've had my guest on previously, Charles Goyette, New York Times bestselling author, award-winning book Empire of Lies, Fragments from the Memory Hole, and he has been against elective wars such as Iraq, and we're going to discuss, obviously, Iran coming up. But before I do that, I want to put balance in front of you. At one time, he was a news anchor with the Armed Forces Radio and TV Services, has the Army Commendation Medal, and was a part of the Reagan Strategic Defense Initiative in presenting it. Charles, welcome aboard, sir.
Larry, it's so good to talk to you again.
So right now, the Pentagon appears to be preparing for what could be weeks-long ground operations inside Iran, or at least Karg Island and on the coastline. Your thought? Go ahead, sir. Your thought?
Larry, I'm afraid I've lost
now,
you.
Now we've got you. Can you hear us? I heard you on the phone.
Hello?
I heard you on the phone across the way. We'll have to call you back. We'll try it again. And sorry about that, folks, but that happens in radio from time to time. As we mentioned earlier to you, it's not clear what Trump is going to do, nor should it be clear. He will telegraph a lot of things, and in part that is to keep Iranians guessing, which is exactly the game that works in many cases. They don't know exactly what we're going to do, nor should they. Now, Charles, I think we've got you back online. Let's pick it up again, sir. Well, for some reason, it is not connecting. That is not good at all. We'll make one more try, Charles. Folks, I'm sorry about that. We've got him on the phone. I can hear him, but we apparently cannot get him linked up in our board for some reason. We're going to try one more time, and I'm not going to spend more time doing it. I will have to book Charles for another date if we don't get him. I want you to hear his view regarding Iran and what we are doing at this point, and, of course, what might yet be coming, because a lot of it is still up in the air, and that is figuratively and literally, but we're also possibly on the ground. Now, Charles, do we have you established? All right, Charles, it's just not going to work. We'll have to try another day. I don't know what our technical issues are here. Sorry about that. And I'm sorry for the audience. We will try to book him for a future date. Maybe I can get him back in for tomorrow once we get these issues resolved. I want to go over the possibility of how Iran could react if we put U.S. troops, even on Karg Island. Now, again, I'm willing to accept on a limited basis of troops going in to Iranian soil, in and out, special missions. Karg Island is part of Iran, but we're not going to go from there direct into Iran, or at least I would not want us to. We might hit the coastline of Iran with the Marines' amphibious landing. But as I told you earlier, there's a report that Trump could be prepared to go in and take the enriched uranium that would be deep inside Iran. I do not want to get into that. I think we can continue to hit them from the air and prevent that from being a real threat. So what if we go on to the Iranian soil, such as Karg Island? This is only 20 miles off the coast of Iran. So they obviously have ability to protect it and fired our troops easily with drones and missiles. And if we're going to be on there taking over their oil refinery, they might as well blow it up anyway. And you can also imagine that you're going to see a lot of ground resistance, ground fighting between troops directly. No doubt there's a lot of booby traps in place, more of them coming, a number of IEDs. That's going to put a lot of troops directly at risk, in addition to drones, mines, fast attack boats. How long can they continue to do that? Forever. They got a 190,000-person army, which means if they put everything into controlling the Strait of Hormuz, that would be a very major effort, but they're certainly capable of it. And then you got the strikes on the Gulf oil hubs. I'm looking at a piece presented by Joe Costa with the Atlantic Council. That's a Washington-based think tank. And he is saying that American boots on the ground would likely trigger stepped-up Iranian attacks on oil and other energy infrastructures in the region, in addition to Karg Island. Now, that I certainly agree with. And another source with the Cato Institute said their most lucrative form of retaliation will be to tighten that noose around Trump's neck, the international energy market, which means your gas prices may jump up again. Trump has already tried to downplay that, but the reality is what you pay at the pump. Doesn't make any difference what Trump says or what we want to do. But what I do not want in this country, folks whining, oh my God, I'm paying another nickel a gallon of gasoline. If we had troops in harm's way, make them your priority. If you think it would get better if we simply don't do anything, you are sadly mistaken. As Rubio said earlier, Secretary of State Rubio pointing out, look what they've already done with their ballistic missiles. If they had a nuclear program, imagine what they could do. And right now, their intercontinental ballistic missiles can reach every capital in Europe. Germany, are you listening? No, I guess not. Starmer from Berlin says, we're not going to get involved. We're not going to be dragged into this. This is not our war. It's on your doorstep, more so than ours. You should be thankful that we're there for you. And as I pointed out to you earlier, in case you missed it, today we shot down NATO forces, an Iranian missile headed for Turkey. Do you think any other European capital will be safe? Paris, London, I said Berlin referenced Starmer, obviously he's UK, that would be London. And you can see more proxy attacks. That's going to be a natural. Hezbollah already getting, once again, involved. The U.S. Embassy in Baghdad, American military targets in Iraq have already been targeted multiple times just this month by rocket and drone attacks, all from the Iraqi militia. But now again, we've got other militias and Hezbollah and others saying they will continue to strike Israel and, of course, our forces in the area. As of Friday, the Houthis apparently laid out their red lines for entering the conflict to support Iran. They're turning their missiles now also on the Red Sea. And of course, the Houthis could help close the Red Sea Strait. The Strait of Hormuz is not the only vital shipping lane that could be targeted. The Red Sea is another waterway in the Middle East critical to the global energy markets. Could be closed by Iran and its proxies. Iran's military did warn last week their country would be willing to escalate insecurity in other straits. That would include the Red Sea. And said, if the enemy wants to take action on land to the Iranian islands or anywhere in our lands, or to inflict cost on Iran with naval movements in the Persian Gulf, the Sea of Oman, we will open up other fronts for them as a surprise. No surprise. We already know this is possible. We didn't go into this with one eye closed. You know, they did apparently have a drone attack or missile. It's not clear to me what they did. They hit one of our AWACS planes on a base, and it destroyed it. Now, those are used to search for missile positions. And some are saying, well, that might actually harm our ability to find and kill them. If we had just that one plane doing that, I'd be concerned. But I'm not worried about the loss of the one plane. And we did not have any troops killed. It was parked on a runway when it was hit. So Trump's saying, again, the new regime is talking. But the effort and concern is a guy talking actually capable of doing anything in Iran and making things happen? In the meantime, Lockheed Martin and the Pentagon rapidly scaling our missile arsenal and stepping things up, expanding production. I don't want war, and you don't either. And no one in the military wants war. We have our military as a deterrent. But when you're dealing with folks who don't care about dying for their religious jihadist attitude, there is no way to discuss anything with them. The only thing they know is firepower until you wipe them out. When I'm looking at some of the things that we might still be doing with the Marines already in the Middle East, and of course now possibly preparing to take over Karg Island, we are going to have more troops directly in danger. Now, Secretary of State Rubio did say just the other day, we can achieve objectives without the ground troops. That's the way I would prefer, even for Karg Island, to be quite honest. I don't want any boots on that island if we can avoid it. But if we do it for just Karg Island and the surrounding islands as a limited action, will it be successful? Boots on the ground raise the possibility of more U.S. casualties. Coming up, our story behind the story on this date, the attempt to kill President Reagan.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I want to share something with you. Cooking a pizza using coal creates an amazing pizza. Only one place to get it, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. Of course, they offer a wide variety of pasta, but you just visit the website NapoliSTL.com, dine in or take out, and get ready for patio season. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Try it. You can thank me later. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. VincentsJewelers.com. VincentsJewelers.com. finally, March, the season of fresh starts, more daylight, more energy. A perfect time to take a fresh look at your home. Your windows or doors are outdated and inefficient? Check with Renewal by Anderson. From your first design consultation through final installation, every detail is handled by one experienced, dedicated team. Clear communication, precise craftsmanship. Renewal by Anderson windows built with our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl. And right now, during our March savings event, take $400 off every window, $800 off every door, and get a free upgrade to Smart Sun Glass. No money down, no payments, no interest for 12 months. But this ends March 31st. Call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS, or visit rbastl.com. rbastl.com. Superior products, exceptional service. When insurance companies know you're represented by Under Law, they know Under is not going to let you be pushed around. Their reputation is built on years of courtroom battles. If you suffer an injury or damage to your property, serve the insurance company notice. You have Under Law on your side, a St. Louis firm you can trust to protect you at every term. Don't settle for less. You want to win? Believe me, Under wins. Under, O-N-D-R, underlaw.com.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Now, Larry Connors with the story behind the story.
March 30th, 1981. John Hinckley was a 25-year-old with romantic delusions, convinced that actress Jodie Foster would be impressed if he killed the president. Outside the Hilton Hotel in Washington, D.C., Hinckley caught up with his target.
And I don't think there was a better demonstration of how that training worked than the assassination attempt against President Reagan. Jerry Parr and Ray Shattuck, as soon as that first shot goes off, they grab the president and they throw him into the car.
Agent Tim McCarthy shielded Reagan with his body, taking a bullet in the process. Within moments, the limo sped away from a scene of chaos. Hinckley was buried under a mountain of Secret Service agents. Agent McCarthy, Press Secretary James Brady, and D.C. policeman Thomas Delahanty lay on the sidewalk, severely injured. All three survived, but Brady had permanent brain damage.
Yeah, Brady never recovered from that brain damage. And that event was taking place this date, 1981. And Brady ended up dying in 2014 at the age of 73. And many believe that his brain injury led to his death as well. But it came so far after the date, it's hard to say. But the bottom line is, President Reagan was targeted by Hinckley as he left the Washington Hilton Hotel. On this date, the lone gunman, he had agents around him, as they normally do, and they were walking him outside the building where he had just spoken to his limousine, leaving the Washington Hilton Hotel. It had been pretty made public that he was going to be speaking at the hotel. This was just 69 days after he took office, 69 days. And Hinckley, in his deranged mind, decided that he was in love, and he thought he might be able to get the attention of Jodie Foster, the actress, if he carried this out. Delusional, obviously. Hinckley later found not guilty by reason of mental illness. I'll come back to his story a little bit later. But dealing with the president at the time, as you heard in that report, out of the six shots Hinckley fired, one hit White House Press Secretary James Brady in the head. The other struck a Metropolitan Police Officer Thomas Delahanty in the neck. Special Agent, Secret Service Agent Tim McCarthy hit in the abdomen as he tried to shield the president, again putting his body on the line to protect the president, as you're trained to do. Two shots ricocheted off the presidential limousine, and one of those two shots hit the president. It wasn't known at the time. A sixth shot went across the street, hit a window. And within seconds of that first shot being fired, Special Agent Dennis McCarthy dove across the street where he was at the back of the car and landed on Hinckley as the presidential limousine departed. But a Secret Service agent, Ray Shattuck, said, "We were all doing what we had sworn we would do."
The old saying that, you know, Secret Service agent will take a bullet for the president. If you look at the Reagan assassination, Tim McCarthy did do that, but he was trained to do that as well. And his heroic actions demonstrate that.
Although the agents around the president reacted heroically, many mistakes had been made. The Secret Service relies on a perimeter system of protection. The outer is a preliminary check by local police. The middle has Secret Service agents searching for weapons.
And then there's the inner perimeter, and that's the final defense. It's the agents around the president.
Hinckley had penetrated two of the perimeters and fired at least five shots at point-blank range. The Secret Service had been trying for years to get metal detectors to screen for weapons. They got authorization days later. The perimeters were tightened, and the idea of an open arrival and departure ended after the attempt against President Reagan.
And keep in mind, the same thing had happened to President Ford when Squeaky Fromm stepped out to try to assassinate him. It was an open arrival and departure, where everybody could see him, and the president could be waving to the crowd. They'd already decided from what had happened in Dallas, they were not going to ride in an unprotected car. But going from the Washington Hilton into the limousine, it was an exposure. Putting metal detectors up, how are you going to do that within an open area like that? Now what they do, obviously, the exchange of the president going to and from the limo happens in an underground facility or a concealed facility. No open air arrival and departure until he is safely in the limousine. Then, of course, you still have the pressure of the event he's addressing to make sure that everyone is properly checked then. And as soon as the shooting happened, one of the agents behind him, again, Shattuck, moved quickly.
It was sort of a routine kind of day. After the speech is over, we had the car parked right about here. I was right behind the president when I hear these shots. Two shots very quickly, and then four more very quickly. And because we have television cameras on the president, we know exactly how long it took those shots. It took 1.7 or 1.8 seconds. That's less than 2 seconds to fire all six shots. And our first reaction is a trained reaction. It's called muscle memory. If you're trained to do something with a sound or something unusual, you cover first. You cover. And then you evacuate. And so the first thing I do is I take my left hand and I grab his left shoulder, and my right hand comes up behind his neck, and I start pushing him down. And one of those shots, I think the fifth one, but some people think other shots, one of those shots hit the right rear quarter panel, and it bounced off and hit him as he went into the car and it wasn't a fragment, it was a smashed .22 caliber bullet that hit him in the left armpit area.
In other words, hit the president's body from the ricochet. And I said that was Agent Shattuck. It was actually Jerry Parr who was immediately behind him and shoving him into the limo and then throwing his body on the president. At that moment, at that very moment, he probably thought, I got the president down safely, he's okay. But he had to make additional checks. And Var Par and others, this triggered memories of the JFK assassination, in particular for Secret Service agent Jerry Parr. So there is more to the story behind the story.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Do you know why I endorse Cafe Napoli? All the locations? Visit any of them and you will quickly appreciate the quality of food, service, atmosphere. So maybe I'll see you at Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli Kirkwood, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C. Or maybe you'll find me at Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Now you know why I endorse Napoli. NapoliSTL.com.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Now, the end of the story behind the story.
I was still covering him, and that's the planned thing, because you don't know who's across the street. So I was still covering as we went in. When I got him in the car, I recognized that he was not feeling well, because he told me, "I think you hurt my ribs when you came in," because his chest hit the transmission riser and his head hit the seat. I examined him. I ran my hand. He was sitting up on the seat by this time, on the right rear where he's supposed to be, but he never sat back. So I ran my hands up under his coat, his hair, everything, and found no blood. So that's when I radioed back. Rawhide is okay. But in DuPont Circle, or very close to it, he started frothy, bright red blood. And he was dripping it on my coat. So I said, "I'm taking you to the hospital." He either said okay or he nodded to me. And I was very, very worried, because in my career, when I first started, Jack Kennedy was still alive, President Kennedy. So I worked with President Kennedy whenever he would come to New York City. I was in the New York field office. So I thought, my God, I may have lost another one, or we may have lost another one.
And that's a frightening thought, especially if your job is to protect the president. And Jerry Parr said, "When I first came to the Secret Service, I was also detailed at that time to President JFK. We lost him. I want to make sure we didn't lose another." The bullet that ricocheted off the limousine and hit under his left forearm, breaking a rib for Reagan, also punctured a lung that was causing the internal bleeding. He underwent emergency surgery at George Washington University Hospital. All this, of course, happening March 30, this date. He was released on April 11. At the time, Secretary of State Alexander Haig stated he was in control at the White House until Vice President Bush returned to Washington from Fort Worth. Haig would be fourth on the line of succession, following the Speaker of the House. But he stepped in and said, "I'm taking control until Vice President Bush arrives." Hinckley was sentenced, but found not guilty by reason of mental illness, and sentenced to a commitment at St. Elizabeth Hospital in D.C. He eventually was released.
I was a mixed up, confused 25-year-old. I was dropping in and out of college. I was isolated from my family, isolated from God.
That frame of mind and an obsession with actress Jodie Foster led him to shooting President Ronald Reagan as he left the Washington Hilton Hotel.
I always thought he was a great man. It was just all a delusional thing I had going on in my head that led me to President Reagan.
He was found not guilty by reason of insanity and spent the next 34 years in a Washington, D.C. psychiatric hospital, attending numerous therapy sessions and taking prescribed medication.
I had a lot of therapy. I had a lot of time outside on the grounds.
Released in 2016 under condition that he live with his mother in Williamsburg, perform volunteer work, and record any browser history on his computer. Over time, the court granted him more freedom.
From about 2003 until 2016, I was getting incremental steps out of the hospital. 3 days, 5 days, 7 days.
But now, Hinckley wants to move on from his past and asks the biggest question of all. Can you forgive me?
Can you? And keep in mind, in addition to trying to kill the president, injuring others, one of those shot ended up dying. Severe brain trauma, James Brady. Brady was born in Centralia, Illinois, and he began his career in public service as a staff member in the office of Republican Illinois Senator Everett Dirksen. At one point, he directed a campaign in that district for Phyllis Schlafly. And again, as far as his death in 2014, they did eventually rule it as a homicide caused by the gunshot wound he received 33 years earlier on this date, 1981. Secret Service agent Parr wrote a memo to his colleagues after the assassination attempt, said these events, which we will never forget, are now a part of American history. The pride and admiration I feel for each of you moves me deeply. All of our actions together in that incredible moment were professional and instinctive. Upon reflection, I believe the events represent all that is worst in man and at the same time all that is best. Life is led forward, but understand backward and the many paths to maturity, the loss of illusions is part of that most human process. He said, with the events of that date so many years removed, they might fade from the minds of many Americans, but we need to recall the heroic response of highly trained agents in saving the president. The story behind the story, the attempt to kill President Reagan, this date, 1981. Many of you listening might not have been alive at that point. Those of us who were alive at that point clearly remember it and the fear, and would probably also have been alive during the JFK assassination and the attempt to kill Gerald Ford. Tomorrow's story behind the story, my Golden Gloves boxing career, how that ended. Smash mouth. We've got a second hour still to come. You don't want to miss it. And I certainly encourage you always, always remember our pledge. Part of our pledge on a daily basis. One nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 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 John Beal. There's only one place you can get pizza cooked over coals. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Of course, Napoli Brothers has a great selection of pasta dishes. Between the pizza and pasta, trust me, you will not leave hungry. Then, a few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge. A wide variety of quality cigars, each offering a unique smoke. That cigar, some premium whiskey, all you need to do is enjoy. Lit Cigar Lounge and Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Chesterfield Valley. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as support dogs for our brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Finally, March, the season of fresh starts, more daylight, more energy. A perfect time to take a fresh look at your home. Your windows or doors are outdated and inefficient? Check with Renewal by Anderson. From your first design consultation through final installation, every detail is handled by one experienced, dedicated team. Clear communication, precise craftsmanship. Renewal by Anderson windows built with our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl. And right now, during our March savings event, take $400 off every window, $800 off every door, and get a free upgrade to Smart Sun Glass. No money down, no payments, no interest for 12 months. But this ends March 31st. Call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS, or visit rbastl.com. rbastl.com. Superior products, exceptional service. Let's be candid, honest. No out-of-state law firm can represent you better than Under Law. O-N-D-E-R. Hometown roots, attorneys living right here with you and your family. When you suffer an injury because someone else was negligent, Under Law will make sure the other party takes full responsibility. You'll get full compensation, not a backroom deal worked out with some insurance companies. And of course, we're moving into the stormy season. And again, when you have a legitimate claim, you should be properly compensated. Under Law does not toy around with adjusters, investigators, lawyers trained to cheat you of what is rightfully yours. Under Law has already recovered millions for families across Missouri and Illinois. Under wins. Not just a catchy phrase, it's a fact. So I'll repeat it. Under wins. Underlaw.com. O-N-D-E-R. Underlaw.com. Wins.
This is News Talk STL.